Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
Okay, everybody, we're back for another episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. And first of all, I want to thank you all for coming back. We're up to, I think, if I'm not mistaken, episode 66 is what this one is. And I got to tell you, what a journey it's been so far. You know, it was one of those things that I was always putting words on paper or words on my blogs or entries like that. And I never really thought that I could go out, put it in audio form, and record some podcasts and get about, I don't know, 300 to 400 downloads each one of the podcasts that everybody's listening to. So whether they're working out, whether they're driving down the road, I get a lot of great feedback of different places where they're listening to little, small, short Coffee Talk segments that I have that isn't too long, isn't too elevated. It isn't just something that I want to go through any kind of checklist of items that I want to talk about. It's more of just a one topic item, and it seems to be resonating with some people. So first of all, thank you so much, all of you, for joining in and listening into each one of these podcasts and supporting me in my journey and what I'm trying to be able to accomplish. I think this is something that is a passion of mine, and I'm looking to make it happen. I'm looking to make my dream come true in the fact that podcasting and these kind of things are something that is a something that is not necessarily in alignment with my career that I actually currently have as an area manager for a cell phone company, but more so as something that I want to do in life later on that I can eventually do just for that, right? I want to be able to support my family and be able to do the things that I want to do. And this would be a great way to be able to do so, to do something you love to do along with it, I think would be pretty amazing. So thank you so much for all your support, all the folks that have joined, follow me, download, spread the word, right? Tell some others about it. Let them know about Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano and have them come in and join and listen and leave comments and tell me what they think. You can also, I know at the end of the podcast itself, you can leave feedback on iTunes if you want to be able to go on there and leave comments, and not just the star ratings, but the comments, to be able to tell me what you think. And so I can see that and, you know, make things better and progress as we go. So thank you for that. Thank you for all of your support and everybody listening and everybody chiming in. And really, it's been a great ride and journey. Don't mind my voice again. This is the second podcast in a row that I still have my Patriots fan voice on, where I'm a little raspy and I got my little filter on right now. But if you guys can hear it, I apologize. Hopefully I'm coming across as being somebody that you can still hear and gets the point across pretty well. So with that being said, I want to talk about something. The one topic that I wanted to discuss with you guys is something that I was thinking about the other day and was discussing with a friend of mine about resiliency. And resiliency, we were talking about more so in the form of a sports player being resilient and being able to come back from injury and being able to come back from hardships and be able to come back at top peak performance to be able to deliver for the team and then hopefully take the team on to a winning place, right? So that's what resiliency came up with that. But then, of course, in my Coffee Talk mindset, I was sitting there thinking to myself, how do I incorporate some of that in with my Coffee Talk? And one of the things that I came up with was resiliency. I looked up the definition just to take a look and see exactly what it was. Resilience is the ability to bounce back and adapting to hardships and setbacks in life. Now, that's the two definitions that I got from this. And it can be so relevant and so important in our journeys to be able to be resilient to life, to things happening in life, to hardships that we go through, stresses, any of the things that we're feeling, any of the things that we go through each day in our lives. Resiliency is the part that makes us bounce back from those. Okay. So as we all know, life is going to happen and hardships will happen. We try to avoid them as much as we can a lot of times, and we try to be able to set ourselves up for success and not be able to have to go through those kind of things, but life is going to happen. So tomorrow, who knows what's going to happen, right? Some sort of hardship might come your way, whether it's a snowstorm when you got to get the kids to school and now the kids are canceled from school and now you got to find a sitter, or you got to go to work, or somebody goes in the hospital, or the dog's sick, or whatever it is, right? Whatever it is, your hardship, resiliency is, how do you bounce back from that? How do you incorporate the things that you want to accomplish and do along with knowing what the goal is, but being able to do it at the same fervor and same passion that you had before this hardship happened, right? You know, we were talking about the other day at one of my meetings, and we were discussing the fact of when you first come into a weight loss program or you first come into the new year with your goals and your aspirations, and everybody's so hardcore and everybody's so into it. And when they go into it, they're just full bore, right? Full bore, as we talked about before, and they're just ready to go. And then the first time something happens, a stress happens, and then they slide and they eat some cookies or they eat some things like that or whatever, and they go to their comfort foods. And then they start to slide down, and then that life happens, and then they're not able to be resilient enough to be able to bounce back and do exactly what they were doing before that that bad hardship happened. So resiliency is the ability to tap into what you had before those life hardships happen, okay? And the second part of it is adapting to hardships and setbacks in life. This is the adaptation, the ability to be able to adapt and overcome and be able to take a look at a situation where it isn't necessarily just bouncing back, but it's making the situation different and being able to incorporate it in with the new framework of what your life might be. You know, a lot of times if life deals you lemons, right, and those hardships and those bad times, what happens is a lot of times we just try to either forget about the hardship or forget about the situation and try to move on and be bigger and badder and better, right? Versus incorporating whatever that new situation is. Let's say, for instance, I don't know, I know what happened. I'm talking about my own journey, right? So when I lost my dog, Savannah, and it was so difficult for the entire family. I mean, like, we literally were broken down. And I'm not a big crier. I'm not a guy that likes to, you know, I'm emotional, but I'm not that emotional in those situations. But I'll tell you, it was breakdown, bawling, you know, tears flowing from eyes, and it was a tough situation. So then I had to, instead of just bouncing back and go, okay, my dog just passed away, my son is taking it hard, and my wife is taking it very difficult, right? Because this was a family member. So when this happened, then I think to myself, I could have thought to myself, how do I bounce back from this quickly and be able to support my family and do everything I need to do? Instead, I had to find a way to adapt. I had to find a way to adapt to, now we have an empty house with just the three of us and no dog. So how do we live our lives like that right now? How do we adapt? How do we wrap our heads around the fact that, okay, so instead of ignoring it and running away from it, I'm now attacking it and going, how do we live this life? Eventually, we knew we were going to get another dog. But there was a 6, 7, 8 month period that we thought to ourselves, okay, so how do we live our lives together and be able to make sure that we are in remembrance of our other dog and we don't want to be lit for that heartache again and get another dog and then blah, 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 all that stuff. So adapting. Right? Adapting to your situation, adapting to your hardship and the setbacks that happen in life. So the question that you need to ask yourself is, are you resilient or are you reactive? That's the real question that I always have to ask myself. Because in my prior health life that I was in, I was reactive to everything. So if a stress happened, I reacted. I reacted by eating. I reacted by diving into a bag of chocolate or eating a sleeve of Chips Ahoy or going through a whole entire sleeve of Pringles. I reacted to everything. I wasn't necessarily resilient. I was just reactive. So when there's death in the family, how did I react to it? Pretty poor choices with either drinking or food, right? Was I resilient? Maybe a little bit, but I masked my resiliency with drinking or food, those kind of things, my comforts and those things that I did. I was much more reactive back in the day. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm still pretty reactive to certain things, but my resiliency and my ability to be able to bounce back and be able to adapt to the situation that's happening around me is completely different than what it used to be. It's been one of the number one reasons why I feel like I've lost the weight that I have. And although I'm still fighting for goal, these are the things that have helped me be successful so far. So for me in my journey, resiliency has been a key. Reactiveness is not part of that, if that's even a word, reactiveness. Not sure. But reactive, when somebody's reactive to something, there's like a Pavlov's dog response to something. You put a steak in front of you, the saliva happens, you want to be able to eat the steak. It's pretty much what happens with a dog. So for me, stressors and stressful situations that happen around me, my reaction, just like Pavlov's dog was, food, drink, those kind of things. My comfort zones, to numb the pain or keep on moving on. Instead of actually getting in front of it and thinking to myself, how do I adapt and overcome and live my life within the structure and confines of this new normal to me? And that's been a huge victory for me in my life so far, because I've been able to adapt my life into ways that I've become a better person for it. And I'm not just falling into the guilt and shame of reacting to the situation, diving into that pie, or eating my feelings away. So for me, it's really important to decipher that and decide, am I a reactive person or am I a resilient person? And if you are reactive, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But what you want to try to do is you want to set yourself up to become a little bit more to that resilient side of it. Instead of just reacting with an immediate response to something, now you're becoming resilient and you're finding a way to adapt your life to fit in the mold of what your new normal is. I don't know if that makes any sense. I'm just kind of rambling, but it's what I'm feeling, because I have all kinds of stuff going on in my life right now. I've got stuff like my dad with Alzheimer's. I got stuff like my in-laws not feeling that well. I got stuff like all kinds of different stuff going on in my life. And if I'm reactive, I usually would react to order myself a large pizza and dive in right into that bad boy. But I don't. Now I'm resilient. And now what I'm doing is I'm working out. I'm going to the gym. I'm eating healthy. I'm focusing in on the things that I know I can control, but I'm living my life around the confines of what my new normal is, to be able to prepare me to be able to live in those situations and be better for it and better at it. So I hope that that helps you guys. So think about that today. Are you a reactive person or are you a resilient person? And if you're a balance of both, awesome. But I will tell you, you should try to swing that pendulum, because it's really helped for me, more towards that resilient side. How are you adapting? How are you bending and flexing and being able to change your game a little bit to be able to fit within those dramas of life rather than avoiding those situations of life? Okay? Reactive resiliency. If that makes sense, I hope it does to you, because it made sense to me. And I'm hoping that it means something to you guys as you guys are taking a look at that in your journeys. We'll talk later. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can, and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk, and make it a great day.